The title of my presentation is Residual Activity of Selected Insecticides to Lycus hesperus in Cotton. I wish to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Dave Kearns and Dr. Parajuli. And to start with, Lycus is a pest of major concern at present in cotton, though it was not probably a few years ago, or may not people have felt like that. It's gaining more of an importance now. Mainly it's because of the suppression of many of the other major pests in cotton, like the boll weevil and the bollworm, due to the good management practices, that were very specific management practices. That's one reason. And the second reason, I think it's the high mobility and the wider host range of the Lycus. And thirdly, probably the resistance development in the pest. And if you see the loss estimates in cotton, like due to arthropods in 2006, where it was estimated to be around 4.5%, out of which Lycus has contributed 0.9%. And it's ranked second to the bollworm budworm in the yield loss. If you look at the economic importance, you can see that the total bale loss, it's over the last 5 years indicates like up to 2005, it's climbing. So only in 2006 we had probably a less Lycus less year or whatever it is. So now you see the different comparison of the different pests and what losses that it's making. And in this you can see that the total acres treated for Lycus is 4.5 million in 2006. And the point I want to make in this is the rate of insecticide application that has been done for containing the pest. So it's a huge amount of insecticides that have been utilized for containing this pest. And there, if you look into the different insecticides being used, you can see that acephate tops the list with almost 97,000 pounds being utilized for cotton arthropod management, and out of which significantly a major amount is for Lycus. And with this thing, that's why the reason, like, I've selected these five insecticides and these five insecticides and then also carbine for my residual activity study. And you don't know when we apply the insecticides and what effect it's going to make once it is applied or once it is managed and how much time it's going to remain active on the leaf or on the treated surface. So I'm trying to study the my objective for this study will be evaluating the residual toxicity of selected insecticides in cotton on Lycus hesperus. And in this, the residual activity of field weathered studies, whether it varies with time, that is one thing I'm looking into. And also I'm trying to compare the low and high rates of insecticides based on the mortality data of Lycus. And coming to the methodology, the treatments I use for ammo, brigade, both are pyrethroids. Amocypermethrin brigade is a bifenthrin compound. Altine, Y8, endosulfan, and also carbine in their recommended low and high rates. And the experiment was conducted in Texas Agricultural Experiment Station, Lubbock. And the cotton field was sprayed with these test insects, and the plot size being 4 by 30 feet plots. And the leaves were collected at 0, 3, 7, and 14 days of post-treatment. 0-day treatment means the same day of spraying. Once the spray got dried, we collected the leaves. And the leaves were fully expanded, exposed, and located approximately 1/3 from the terminal. And the leaves were, immediately after collection, the leaves were placed in moist and filter paper in petri dishes. And then each petri dish was, they were taken to the lab. They were infested with 4 Lycus taken from the lab culture, and they were set at room temperature for observations. And the test was a split pod design with 5 replicates, and mortality was assessed at 24, 48, 72, 96, and 120 hours post-infestation. And for a treatment comparison, we have utilized 48 and 96 hours after exposure, or 96 hours readings. So, and the percent mortality was corrected corrected for the corrected mortality was done using the Schneider-O'Reilly formula. The mortality is 100, 100 into the mortality in treatment minus mortality in control over 100 minus mortality in control. And the data was analyzed using SAS at P105. This is my experimental setup where I have laid out these petri plates and the leaves inside with Morrison filter paper, and the ligase has also been released. And if you analyze the results, you can see that here I have compared the person corrected mortality for high and low rates of insecticides. And you can see in the x-axis, it's actually the days after treatment, that is 0 day, 3 day, 7 day, and 14 day that I'm looking into. And in the y-axis, it's a mortality, corrected mortality person. So you can see that in the, except all other insecticides, except here I've compared the 5 insecticides, and carbine I've analyzed it in a different way. And in this, except pyrethroids, that is the ammo and the brigade, all the insecticides gave 10% mortality on the 0 day or the same day of spray. And all the readings for this have been taken at 48 hours after exposure. And you can see that only in, and then it started decreasing with time, and only pyrethroids started with 80 and 50, and then it increased. The pyrethroid showed the maximum mortality only on the 3 day of 3D80 or 3 days after treatment, where pyrethroids also, the high rates of pyrethroids was, did not differ from the treatments, the other chemical treatments. Well, regarding the low rates, you can see like the ammo and brigade. Brigade, in fact, recorded zero mortality on the first 0DAT, and it also increased to around 80% at the third day of treatment. If you look into this graph, you can see that the most effective or the insecticides having the longest residual activity are the Y8 and ammo in its high rates. And ortho to an extent, it just gave 50% mortality even at the 7th day after treatment. And between 7th and 14th day of treatment, we received a rainfall, like total of 1.07 inches has been received, and that might have contributed to the dip in the mortality. Now we move on to the comparison of the high rates and low rates of different groups of insecticides. First, I've tried to compare the pyrethroids, the brigade, and the ammo. And in ammo, it was ammo was far efficient than, had higher, longer residual activity than brigade, but the trend was almost the same. And the only thing like I can see is that with the pyrethroids, the low mortality in the first day, it has occurred due to the slight repellent effect that it has on the pest, and the pest might have avoided direct contact to the treated surface. And you can see there was no difference in the ammo between the low and high rates, whereas only in the 0DAT, there was difference in brigade. And going the next insecticide, orthine, the low rate significantly decreased in mortality at from 3 days after treatment, whereas the mortality of around 50% was still there for even at 7DAT with orthine. Now looking at Y8, Y8 was by far had a very longer residual action, and you can see like the low rate of Y8 showed a steep decrease, whereas the high rate of Y8 decreased gradually, and even on the 7th day after treatment, it put mortality of around 85%. And looking at endosulfan, the low and high rates had the same trend. It decreased rather steeply, and it was not effective after 3 days after treatment. And when you look into carbine is a flonicamid compound, and it's supposed to be a selective feeding blocker. And only in carbine, we have utilized the 96 hours of after exposure readings, where we got mortality at 3DAT of around 88%, and on the 7DAT, we have mortality of around 75%. Rest, it was slow acting to begin with, and then it was effective. To summarize, like, I've taken the 0, the 3, and the 70/80, and I've tried to compare the mean percent mortality by treatment. And in this, I can find that wide rate, Ortin high rate, ammo, and ammo high and low, both rates were the most, were the insecticides which persisted on the plant for a longer or had a longer residual activity than the rest. And to summarize, to unexplained anomalies that 0 DAT with the pyrethroids, which I told like it might have avoided contact with the treated surface, and that might be the only reason at 0 DAT why it was not that effective. And with ammo and the high rate of wide rate offered the longest residual mortality at 7 DAT, and a brigade was inconsistent but did exhibit on 80-95% mortality at 3 DAT. Carbine at its high rate also offered 80% mortality at 7 DAT at 96 hours after exposure. The high rate of Ortin offered 3 days of good mortality, and the 50% mortality was got at 7 days after treatment. Now, endosulfan offered good initial mortality but was very short-lived. Overall, of the insecticides evaluated, wide-8 proved to have the longest residual activity, followed by ammo, and field-based tests needs to be done for the final validation. And I wish to acknowledge Stanley Sicarol, Rambi Sreshta, and Omar Farid for their help, and also Cordon Incorporated, state support program for funding this study. And that's it. Thank you.
Sure.
I wish to do the test with pyrethroids, again repeat it with carbine, and especially the field level test.
Repeat the question.
Okay. What the question was, am I going to do, repeat this experiment with inconsistent compounds that I got, like especially the pyrethroids, which showed initial lesser mortality, and then it gave a higher mortality at 3 DAT. I'll definitely wish to work on the pyrethroid stuff this this year, and also the field evaluation of these insecticides for sure.
You showed the carbine
Yeah.
Didn't do all that good for your system or how the time part of it. But the other guys from West, they are showing much better data. So what's the disconnect here?
Carbine, I came across few papers on carbine, and it was proved effective against aphids. And with ligus, I'm not sure whether they have proved its efficacy. But this is actually the residual study. You don't know, it's acting as a feeding blocker, and sometimes maybe it's because its mode of action is like that, it's giving such a mortality. That's why we analyzed it separately and not mixed it with the regular, the other insecticides in this.
Time for additional questions. One more question, if
anybody has one. Yes. What
would the impact if you have wide 8, which shows a longer residual? How would that
impact the management
system?
Yeah, it is how the management system affects wide 8 is probably wide 8, since it has given a very long residual activity in this, as per this study, we can actually check with the interval of application of ligus for its, we can actually check the interval of application for the particular insecticide in the field. That's the, in its high rate, it's pretty effective till the seventh day for sure. So it can be incorporated into the spray schedule or something like that. Adjusting the spraying.
Thank you.